Hi, I'm Will Roadhouse, and I'm the CEO of Roadhouse International and Compass Group International, and welcome to my podcast. Today's episode is really intended for our future clientele that's looking to utilize our relocation services or our relocation consulting services. This short 10-minute podcast is going to help you guide through our services and how these services are going to help you, and also our method of payment for these services. So the first thing is that Compass Group International, our team here at Compass Group International, we're not just a fly-by-night agency that says, hey, you know what, we're gonna start selling real estate. And that is the tremendous problem that a lot of people have. I get frequent emails from individuals saying, well, how do I not get scammed? I'm looking to buy something in Latin America, in Southern Europe, in Southeast Asia, or just somewhere outside of their country. So the question always comes is, how do I not get scammed? I'm not confident. Well, as I tell people, it's the fastest and easiest way to ensure that you're dealing with a reputable broker or agent is to go through their social media profiles. That's tip number one. Because when you're going through their Instagram or their Facebook page or even their LinkedIn or their YouTube page, scan back. So go through their whole timeline. How long have they been in real estate? Some of the red flags you should be seeing is, if this person's only been in real estate for a few months, so let's just say all of a sudden they have some homes that they're listing, but 3 to 6 to 9, even 10 months ago, or even 12 months ago, they were selling secondhand clothing, secondhand luxury purses. They were selling shoes. They were selling cars. They weren't even employed. You have no idea what they're doing. But all of a sudden, they're listing properties for sale. And that's one of the biggest problems that we have in Southeast Asia and Latin America. You get a lot of people because they're, remember this, unlike Western countries like the United States, there isn't any type of licensing requirements in these countries. Where in the United States, my team and myself, we've been licensed real estate professionals and brokers in states like Arizona, Nevada, California, Florida, Texas, where else? Illinois, New York. And many of us still hold and maintain our active licenses, even though we're not living in these countries anymore. So we are licensed real estate professionals, not just for 1 or 2 or 3 years, but for decades. So that speaks a lot about our credibility and our knowledge, and also understanding the legalities of real estate. So when you have an individual that was selling clothes 3 months ago, and all of a sudden they're selling real estate in that specific country, do you think they really have the knowledge to help guide you and your family through a successful move or finding the right house of your dreams? No, really what they're looking for is they see you as a dollar sign and they're just looking at a commission. That's it. And again, how we differ is that since, actually for me, even though I started Compass Group International in 2002, so it's been almost 20 years, but even prior to that, I've traveled all over the world. My brother and I, my parents dragged us all over the world, and we've lived in many parts of the world. And that's one of the many benefits that I have in my experience. You know, living in Orange County in places like Huntington Beach, Newport Beach, my dream was to find something similar to Orange County, but in a foreign country, but living for pennies on a dollar. Living finding places that are basically a version of these type of paradises, but a fraction of the cost. And over the many, many years, I thought I found that in Latin America, but I didn't. Don't get me wrong, I still love Latin America. I still enjoy vacationing there and doing some business there. But nothing compares to Southeast Asia. I landed here in Thailand 10 years ago, and I have zero regrets. I set foot in Costa Rica and opened my business back in 2002. And do I have regrets? Yes, I do. Because I feel that I wasted 10 years of my time there. So, like you, I'm looking for paradise. Like you, I'm looking for someplace that's better than where I live now, but still have the similarities of conveniences, of not just having inexpensive housing that's affordable, especially beach communities, being able to live either on the beach or across the street from the beach or within walking distance of the beach, but being able to afford housing and pay it off, either pay it off up front, buy for it in cash, or pay it off within 1 to 2 to 5 years, not 30 years, not 20 years or 15 years. And in addition to that is finding a place that has all the conveniences of the big city where I live. Malls, bars, restaurants, all types of different types of cuisines, not just one type of cuisine. Like Costa Rica is very limited. Central America is very limited to what I can eat because I love to eat all sorts of different types of foods. And if you're a foodie, as I say many times in my podcast, Thailand is where you want to be. So what's great about Thailand is I have all the conveniences of America. Mega malls, great infrastructure, beautiful condos and single family homes, large estates. But I have all of this at a fraction of the price. 75 to 50% discount living here. Basically, that's what it is. One big giant ongoing coupon. That's kind of how I like to put it. So if you're an individual, you're married, you're not married, you have kids, the reasons why you want to utilize our consultation services is because this is what I've been doing for 20 years. This is what we've been doing. For 2 decades, we've been working with real estate developers all throughout the world. Like I said, you may have seen us on House Hunters International, HGTV's one of their top-ranked shows for over 2 decades. And we weren't on that show just once or twice, like most other agents and brokers. We were consistently on that show every single year for 8 years. And there's a reason why we kept coming back. It's because we're damn good at what we do. We're really good at what we do. And we're going to pass that knowledge on to you. What's important is that when you're working with an agent overseas, yeah, maybe you're working with an agent that is an expat from the UK or from Australia or even from Canada or the United States, but they just go from Canada to Thailand or from London to Thailand. And that's it. That's the extent where I have gone and lived many places throughout Latin America and actually own property and also own property all throughout Asia with my family and basically in search and spent plenty of time on the road, spending not just 1 or 2 weeks at a time, but months at a time searching high and low for my replacement of Orange County, California. I thought it was in Southern Europe, but it wasn't. I thought it was in Australia and New Zealand. It actually was, but it was way too expensive. It's actually more expensive than living in Newport Beach. But man, do I love Australia and New Zealand. Like if I had stupid money, yeah, I would have a home there. I wouldn't live there permanently, but I would have a home there. I remember one of my neighbors lived right across the street from me. I won't say his name, but he and his brother sold his company to Google for $500 million. And we're sitting out there, we're admiring his new Ferrari. And he's like, "Well," he's like, "you know, I know you love Costa Rica, but you really got to check out New Zealand." I'm like, "Really?" He's like, "Yeah. I already bought a home there. That's when we retire. You have to go to New Zealand. It is truly one of the most beautiful places you ever go." It's true. Actually, I went there. Spent a lot of time in Auckland. Went down south to Wellington. And also went down south, even further to South Island. Loved it. Loved every part of it. Wellington was a little too windy. but it was just too expensive. So when you're utilizing our consulting services, we're saving you time and money because we have not dealt with just a handful of individuals that we've relocated or people that have moved from one country to another. We've worked with thousands of these type of people. Thousands. So there isn't any scenario you could throw at me or my team that we couldn't find a solution for. So instead of wasting all your time trying to find a reputable person that you can hopefully relate to and to relate to your problems and in your issues, because it is a problem, you have a problem, you're moving from one country to another, and you don't know how to do it. You don't know how to do it correctly. We can help you. Of course, our consulting services aren't cheap. You know, one side, we have a package that's $3,000 and $5,000, and then our other level for more affluent clientele, it starts at $5,000 and $10,000. But the thing is that we're saving you a ton of money. We're not here to tell you what you want to hear. You're hiring us to tell you what you need to know. And if what you need to know is Joe and Jane Doe from Minneapolis, Minnesota, I really don't think that this is going to be a good move for you. And here are the reasons why. This is my experience. This is my experience telling you. Now I just saved them $500,000 to $1 million in buying a piece of real estate and moving their whole family over to this country. And trust me, I have those stories. When we talk, I will tell you those stories. And then the other thing too is we're here to walk you through everything, not just find housing. Do you have children? Do they have to go to school? My wife, prior to starting her consulting business and her corporate training business, she's an educator. She has her master's degree, graduated number one in her class in Thailand, was actually offered a full ride scholarship to Syracuse University to get her PhD. But she turned it down. If we ever get on a call, I'll tell you why. It's a logical reason why. Because probably many of you are saying, oh my God, how can we turn down a free ride to Syracuse to get your PhD, to get your doctorate? But there's a logical reason why. So that's another story. But the bottom line is we can help you. So if you're looking at this consulting fee of $3,000 to $5,000 or $5,000 to $10,000 as too much, it's not. Because you're gonna save not just a lot of time, but a lot of hassles. You know, people, even if you're finding, if you're not looking to buy, but you're looking to rent, agents are always gonna turn, it's just the nature of the beast of this business. Agents are always going to turn you to properties that's going to yield them the highest commission. Is that surprising to you? No, it isn't. So we're referring you to the right agents here in Thailand if you're gonna rent. And if you're buying real estate, if you don't fit within our criteria, because we really don't work with clients as purchasing real estate in total of $1 million or more. So if you're a client that says, hey, you know what, our total purchase is going to be $1 million, and yes, we can work with you, but if you're only looking to buy $100,000 or $200,000 home, then it's not something we can help you with. But there are times that we can, because sometimes one of our clients is selling off one of their investment properties or one of their second or third homes. But if we can't help you, we're going to make sure we're turning you to one of the top real estate brokers and agents in this country that speak English or speak your language, wherever you come from, and that's reputable and has experience. And they're referring to the right immigration attorneys, helping you navigate to putting your children and finding the right schools based on our consultation, which are many, many sessions. I will know what part of town you need to live in and what part of town you should stay away from. There's a lot involved, a lot involved. I am everyone's, not just their consultants, I'm their psychiatrist, I am their confidant, And trust me, everything that we say to each other is strictly confidential. Yes, I may give examples of some of my clientele, but obviously I never say names or specifics, and I never will. And if I do, I have the permission of my clients to talk about it in a podcast, but, and again, which is rare. So let's get to payments. We are now really only accepting crypto payments, and here are the reasons why. Because we're based here in Thailand, and sometimes we're also based in Latin America. But most of the time, 90% of the time, we're here in Thailand. So let's just say that you've opted into our $10,000 consulting package. And this $10,000 consulting package is much more than just consulting with you and telling you what to do, what you need to do, but it's also hands-on. So when you come into the country, there's a lot of things that we're doing on a personal level for you when you get into this country. So in the past, obviously, we don't accept checks, but if you were to send a wire, an international wire is $100 to $200, depending on what country you're from. And that can take anywhere from 48 hours to 72 hours. It's a hassle and it's expensive. Where now we find it to be a lot easier to accept crypto payments through, let's just say, exchanges like Coinbase. Opening a Coinbase account is as easy as opening a Netflix or a Hulu account. You simply go in, create a password, a long phrase password, with symbols, uppercase, lowercase, whole nine yards, and then you just simply verify your ID, and then link your checking account, and then make your deposit. It is that simple. There's nothing difficult about it. But what's great about that is that once we've agreed, then literally on the phone, you can make that transfer and I would get it instantaneously. And the cost to you is definitely not $100, $150, or even $200. It's a minuscule amount. And that's one of the benefits of blockchain and cryptocurrency. I'm not gonna get into details of that, but there's a lot of benefits. So we are only accepting, moving forward, crypto payments for our consulting services in Bitcoin or Ethereum, Ether, just those two. And we will simply walk you through the process, and it could be any exchange. Obviously the big exchanges like Coinbase, Binance, Gemini, Kraken, but there's obviously exchanges all over the world depending on where you're coming from. But like I said, the process is very, very easy, and you can literally do it within a few minutes. We can walk you through it. And then the last thing is, part of our consulting service, like I said, is not to tell you what you want to hear. Because the consulting service is not to sell you a home. If you want to buy a home, then that's great. So if you opt into our $10,000 package and you bought a home, you're actually going to get reimbursed that $10,000 at close of escrow because we take it out of our commission. So if you want, as individuals that are looking to buy a home, as part of the consulting service, you want to understand and real estate and look at some listings and so forth, then yes, you're gonna pay that, but then you'll eventually get that back at the close of escrow. But if you're an individual family that's only looking to move here and rent, then yes, that is a fee that you have to pay. But in the future, and it doesn't really matter when, there's no time limit. If it's a year, 2 years, 10 years down the road, maybe not 10 years because we're gonna retire before 10 years down the road, but let's just say a few years down the road, you decide to buy a home, we will have that receipt, we'll have it in our file, and you will have it too, and we will simply take it off of our commissions at escrow. But like I said, it's important that you're dealing with someone that's gonna tell you what you need to hear. It's important that someone is gonna be honest with you, saying, hey, you know what, you're making a big mistake. You're rushing this. You need to take a step back. You need to regroup and you need to think more about this. Or you don't have enough money. Your expectations of what you want to do in this country, there's not enough money. You need to have a little bit more. Or another one is, and this has actually happened a few times in the past, is we do get some individuals that feel that they read online and they feel that Thailand is such a wonderful place for that single guy, a guy that's been divorced or divorced for a long time. Maybe he's an empty nester. And they're all men, not women. And these men are usually in their 50s, 60s, or 70s. And they want to come to Thailand because they're tired of being alone. And they've read that, hey, you know what? We hear that Thai women are nice, and I'm a little fat, and I'm a little overweight, and basically coming to Thailand in search of a wife. We also consult to making sure that you're not making a mistake, because that's the number one way to get scammed out of all your money. If you look at, you're not going to find a lot of this. You may find some horror stories, but because I'm basically local here in Thailand, for older, white, or let's just say foreigner men, which are mostly white in their 50s to 70s, getting scammed from a female Thai woman is the number one way to lose all your money. And we will consult you and educate you to ensure that you're not doing anything stupid like that. In the past, I've actually consulted with one client. It was actually back east. And I straight up told him, I said, listen, man, I'm going to be very honest with you. We've been talking for about a month now. And based on your personality, based on your net worth, based on just being an overall really nice guy, dude, you're going to get ripped off. Please do not come here. He's like, really? I said, yes, I'm telling you, this is not the country for you, man. You are going to get ripped off by a Thai woman. She's going to take advantage of you. And folks, this is the kind of honesty that you need to hear. And please do not think that Thailand, and again, it's a huge misrepresentation of this country, that this Thailand is one big whorehouse. It's not. But the problem is, it's not just Thailand. It's everywhere in the world. It's even in your country, the United States. Have you heard of gold diggers? Well, gold diggers come in all forms and all sizes in every part of the world. There just seems to be more of them in second world countries because they're poor. And these women that come from the poorer regions, let's just say from Thailand, the Isan region, whether it's up north in northern Thailand or down south, heading out towards Phuket, these women come up to Bangkok and they prey these men, these suckers, and they're good at it. And I educated him. It took many, many sessions to really get it through to him, and he finally gave in and said, yes, okay, I trust you, I won't come. I gave another alternative. But that's the honesty you're going to have. Here's a guy that's pretty loaded, a lot. We're talking seven figures. And I know that within 2 to 5 years, all that money would be gone. I basically saved him millions. So I'm going to give myself a huge pat on the back, but I will, because it's important. What we do is important. And we hate the fact that Thailand has a bad name, other countries in Latin America have a bad name because some guy got ripped off because he's just straight up, let's just say what it is, just a straight up freaking dumbass. That's what it is. Just doesn't know any better. And it happens. And it happens everywhere. It happens in America. So it happens here too. So I know this podcast went a little longer than usual, but please, if you decide not to utilize our services, I do this podcast maybe at least once or twice a year, because we have so many episodes, people don't shuffle through everything. If you look at some of my older ones, I did the same exact thing a year or two ago. But especially now, we're just having an influx of individuals constantly email, hey, Will, ready to move, ready to move, ready to move. And when we're telling them, it's like, okay, so to move forward, these are services, this is how much it costs. It's just not free. You're paying for experience, folks. I spent a lot of money traveling the world doing this, basically looking for paradise, and you're going to benefit from that experience. You're going to walk a mile in my shoes. So this fee is very small compared to the amount of time that I've dedicated into this. And like I said, we have a huge team here. So thank you so much for joining me. If you decide not to opt into our services, my best advice to you is research, research, research. Work with multiple people. And then come here. Come here for 1 to 2 to 3 months. At least 3 months. You need at least 3 months, and that's still not enough time. You really need a full 12 months to understand before you move everything here. Where, because of our experience, you can do it in one swoop, just in one move, because we can help you with that. But if you, and you can travel the world, you can tell me that you've traveled the world, but folks, it is different from traveling the world as a business person or as a vacationer. Because even myself, and I just recently said this to another potential client, I said, even with the experience I've had, I have still made mistakes buying homes in other countries. Still made mistakes that surprised me. And you're going to learn from those mistakes. So if I'm making those mistakes as a veteran that's been doing this for 2 decades, I can assure you that you're going to make even more. And it's going to be costly for you. So nothing can replace knowledge and experience. And also nothing can replace boots on the ground. Before you move here, come here for 6 months to 12 months. Rent, live in the different areas, touch and feel everything, absorb everything, respect the culture. Then in about 6 to 12 months, depending on how fast and how much time you spend here, then you will know, am I ready to move 100% to this country? It will take you that long, at least. I would say the average person, at least 1 year of doing your recon, doing your boots underground, talking to everyone, experiencing everything, then you'll kind of scratch a surface on what we can provide for you. Our knowledge is, it's irreplaceable, folks. So I hope that this episode was helpful into why you would pay a fee like that. And I hope it's helpful to give you some time to really think about this. As I tell most people, Thailand is a wonderful place. It's not a place for everyone, but I would say 95% of you would be happy here. I can't say that for anywhere else in the world. I can't say that for Southern France, Spain, Portugal, Italy, Greece, Australia, New Zealand, anywhere in Latin America. I can't say that for anywhere else. Definitely not the Caribbean. But I can say that for Thailand. 95% of you, whether you're single, you're married, you have kids, would be happy. Would have an amazing life here. So I hope you have a wonderful day. We'll see you in Thailand.